Blog Talk Radio.
Surge Radio, you are now on air with your man, Lyricist and Spades. What's up, sir?
What up, bro?
You got a lot going on in your background, man. What's going on?
My bad, I had to close the door. I just got fucking harassed by the damn police walking back through the door.
What happened?
I got pulled over while walking, being black, nigga. How's it going today? I'm alright. What you doing? And they, alright, good one. Then you're like, what the fuck? Anyway,
hey, we lost you there for a second. It was breaking up for a second, so I couldn't really hear what you were saying like that.
All right, I'm good now. My bad. Yeah, I got pulled over pretty much.
I'll
talk to you about it later,
bad.
Bro.
that sounds pretty bad. You know, walking while black. You know, that seems to be the theme of what's happening in this country nowadays. But that's not the subject right now. You know, we dive into that shit in a minute. But, you know, what's going on with you, sir? Other than, you know, being stopped because you're the same color as Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, nothing at all, bro. Just trying to maintain and stay focused on my goals.
I hear you, man. I mean, and that's what this episode is pretty much going to be about. You know, it's 168 hours in a week. What do you do with your time? Are you being productive? You know, but before we dive into that, I want to talk about, you know, this whole incident with 50 Cent and, you know, the autistic kid, you know, him making fun of him. In my opinion, you know, just by watching the video, I don't think he had a clue that he was making fun of an autistic kid. This conversation is open to interpretation. So, I mean, if you guys feel otherwise, give me a call, 646-564-9835. But tell me what you think, man.
I think he didn't know. Like, you can kind of tell, like, with 50 Cent, he's pretty much blunt and straightforward with the shit. So if he would have known that he was autistic, I don't think he would have did it. And right after he found out, he donated some money to an autistic organization. So I don't think he did it on purpose, man. I think it was just the wrong time to joke, and it so happened to be a person like that.
Yeah, man, and he just got through releasing a new song with Chris Brown, and shit's dope. No Romeo, no Juliet. I mean, it's like he's trying to, you know, find that traction in his career and shit. You know, this stuff right here is killing him. Between like the bankruptcy and like the, you know, this situation now, it's just such bad timing. I think 50 need to chill on the social network shit. You know, that's just my thoughts. You know, I mean, I think too much social network can be a bad thing. You know, even though we understand that he's a public figure, but and we find his antics to be funny, I think that he has to kind of pull back a little bit too, because it's been too much shit lately. I mean, I don't know. It's just me.
No, I agree with you on that. So, like, you're in a certain position. Your image is everything. So, I agree with you.
Absolutely.
It's time to chill out on that social network shit for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, social network can get a lot of people in trouble. You know, and it's a lot of misinterpretations when it comes to social network, because it's just like sending a text. I mean, you can't tell if there's an emotion behind the message. So, you know, tend to read things and see things and think, take it personally, you know. And that's why I really feel like social network, yeah, it's a necessity when it comes to some of this business. If you're a public figure, if you want people to know more about you as an individual without being too personal, I mean, you could do a lot with social network, but you could do a lot of negative shit with social network as well, man. I really think that people should just take a step back from it. You know, just try to find time to, you know, use the social network to be a positive too. I mean, people try to use social network to drag other people and all that other shit. I just think it's dumb. So, I wish 50 the best with this. He got to be smarter about how he handles things. You know, he's a businessman. He's very calculated. He's been making a lot of very uneducated, uncalculated mistakes, you know, and that's just my opinion. So, all right, moving on to the next subject. You know, the queen of the super finesse, she hit the ultimate Jedi move on the industry itself, Black China. She got herself knocked up by Rob Kardashian. So, where is it? Everybody was knocking her and stuff, you know, make it seem like she's on a losing team. She happened to find herself on a winning team. She finessed the shit out that family. You know, more so than, well, not, I wouldn't say more so than Caitlyn Jenner, but she's up there with Caitlyn Jenner. She finessed the hell out of them. So how do you feel about this whole situation, man, with her being pregnant with Rob's kid?
I just don't care, bro. Like, anything to do with the Kardashians, I don't care, bro.
I hear you.
I feel like give too much attention to the motherfuckers. But they doing their thing, though.
I feel like this. To me, I got to report it because it's current. It's news. It's the shit that people want to hear. And me,
unfortunately,
when it's all said and done, I don't care. I don't care about a Kardashian. I don't care about anything attached to that empire. Unfortunately, they have an empire. They're making a lot of money being useless. You know, people love that shit. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, them as a family hating on this girl, now they're going to have to deal with her for the rest of their lives because they're going to be a baby in the picture. And I wonder how Tiger feel at the end of the day, because Tiger is technically the uncle and dad to his own child. How does that work?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard that. Like, he's going to be calling him nephew or niece or some shit like
nephew
that.
Son.
Like, I heard.
Nephew son.
Oh, man.
It's just nuts, man. But, yeah, she finessed the fuck out of the game, man. She just... She fought her way to the empire. She definitely. I can't hate that, man, because it's such a chess move. It's such a chess move that it's kind of hard to like hate that she did it, because they dogged her out so bad, man. Talked so much shit about her, you know. Then now they got her in the family. Her brother, their brother is deeply in love with this girl, ready to marry her, got a kid on the way. If this is the ultimate fuck you, it's working. I mean, it's like, man, to have that shit spit back in your face, man, it's quite the... Man, I'm stuck. I don't know what to say.
I'm waiting to see when the marriage day is. When they get married, that's coming next.
Man. You said what?
I said, that's coming next. Them getting married.
Oh, yeah,
that's
man.
That's really
going to
set everybody over the damn edge.
Yeah, man. They already talked about it. I think they're engaged already. So, I mean, it is what it is, you know. But on other things, you know, talking about all these subjects that we got, let's get to the subject that, you know, I'm not too fond of, but it has to be talked about. And it's Drake. Drake views selling 1.2 million in less than a week. He sold more than Beyonce in a few hours. Now, does this make Drake a great artist? You know, it's such a wide open conversation. Now, I heard the album. I must say that it is definitely a Drake album. Okay, I'm not a fan of how he make music. I'm not a fan of how he do things. So, you know, at the end of the day, I don't care for the album. That's just me. You know, but I can't take away from his consistency. He has the formula. He knows how to win, and he's making it work. You can't hate that. You know, it's just like Jay-Z. He had the formula on how to win and make it work throughout all times. He was able to adapt to everything, every situation. Drake is doing the same thing. He's just a modern-day Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
So am I surprised that he sold 1.2 million? No. I mean, these are the same people that think that Rick Ross is a real thug. So, of course, they're going to buy the album. You know, these are the people that, you know, are super emotional thugs and all that other shit. Along with the, you know, the females. Of course females are gonna support it because it's Drake, you know. They all feel like Drake is singing to them, but they also feel like everything Beyonce does is for them. So, I mean, these are delusional people by standard, but it's just me. I don't know. So, what's your opinion, sir?
I finally got a chance to listen to the album, and I think he went back to like 07, 08 Drake, maybe 09, 2010. I mean, it's dope. I like a few songs on there, but as far as like being the greatest, I think he knows how to appeal to his fan base and how to make strategic moves in the music business. And I'm not no music genius or anything to do with the music industry, but I know talent when I see it. And he's doing it how he knows best, and he's appealing to his audience. So hats off to you for that, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You know, it's like you can't hate the guy because he's producing the product. Now, everybody's slandering him for the ghostwriting and all the other shit. Look, at the end of the day, if he decides to take a route to where he is, he just wants to be an artist more so than a, you know, just a regular artist and not just the rapper or the hip-hop guy, you know, and he just wants to put out quality music with a little bit of help of assistance or assistance, you know, you can't hate him for that. You know, there's a lot of the greats that actually had help. Now, if he wants to talk about he's the greatest MC of all time, let's be real. We can't have that conversation. We can't have that conversation when you have over 80 writers on your project. The greatest MCs that ever lived wrote their own shit. They didn't have no assistance at any point. So if he gets to the point to where it is he says he's the greatest and he starts saying he's the GOAT, he's fucking delusional because he has writers helping him. You have the voice. You're just borrowing lyrics. You have the voice that people want to hear, and at the end of the day, when you're able to take lyrics and flip it in a way that everybody likes it, you're just borrowing lyrics that don't belong to you. You're not an MC. You're not the greatest ever. If you need help writing music, if you hit a wall and you can't do anything as far as, you know, making creative music, I mean, I don't see greatness in that. I say Eminem is a great artist because he writes all this shit. I think the best album out right now is still Royce da 5'9"'s Layers. Nobody's album is fucking with that right now. No hip-hop artist that has released an album is fucking with that right now, period.
I can't find that shit nowhere, man. People have been telling me to listen to it, but I can't find it. I can't find it on Spotify.
I get it to
nothing.
Yeah, it's on SoundCloud. He has it on his SoundCloud. So, yeah, I'll send you a link to it. But
sorry, I'm not an iPhone carrier.
No, man. It's SoundCloud is SoundCloud, man. So, you know, if you got SoundCloud, you should be able to listen to it. But, yeah, man, you know, what's your thoughts on the whole writer thing? You know, him having all these writers on his album. I mean, I don't know. What's your opinion?
I feel like if, and I, you know, I tried the little rap thing for a minute, but it wasn't me. Now, I did a song with a couple of my brothers, and I had one of them ghost write for me. And then I did some, you know, but I chose to do that because I knew I couldn't do shit as far as writing good music. You know what I'm saying?
It's honest
I feel like
to hear
if,
people.
If you're going to do, you know, this is a 100 as I can be. If you're going to do music and you're going to say, okay, I'm going to be the writer and the fucking performer, then stick to it. But if you come to a point where, you know what I'm saying, you get a roadblock and you be like, you know what, this shit ain't working. Can somebody help me? Then don't gas up the public and yourself and make it seem like, okay, you did all this shit on your own when you know you had help. At least, you know, throw a shout out in a song where nobody can really hear it, but they hear it. You know what I'm saying? Indirectly, but directly. Shout the nigga out that helped you. I know he's getting paid, but at the same time, it's like, from his point of view, I would be sitting there like, damn, this nigga's just taking all the credit. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least throw me a little credit. That's when you get situations where you get called out for being a ghostwriter, and you can't stray away from it. You got to go straight to it. So I just feel like if you're going to be an artist, pick your lane and decide if you're going to be an artist that performs and write, or if you're going to be an artist that just performs and then has a ghostwriter. But do it professionally. That's all I got to say.
That's real. I mean, that's real. I mean, you can't hate the truth behind that. I mean, you were honest about what you did as an artist. It doesn't make you less of an artist. I mean, people got to understand that some of the musical greats, Michael Jackson, Prince, you know, Rick James, James Brown, individuals like that had a little help. Now, Prince was the person that was doing most of the helping. Let's be honest, because that guy going right to the day. I mean, he had a vault full of music that, I mean, they could release his albums for the next 100 years. That's how much music had. We thought Tupac had a lot of music. Prince had a lot more. Just sick.
A lot more.
So, the greats end up having help, too. You know, but they don't have the same problem as a rapper does. Being a hip hop artist or MC, the standard is a little higher because we speak from our emotion. So it's expected for us to write everything. Everything we feel, everything we experience, people are expecting for that to be written by us. No one else. Because we're telling the story. Now, Drake's approach to hip-hop is different. He makes pop music, too. He makes music he crossed over. When he crossed over, he didn't have to cater to the people that want to hear stories. He didn't have to cater to the hood no more. He has to cater to the women and the people that just want to dance. And that just like catchy tunes. You can't hate him for that. He found the formula and he made it work. That's it. So let's gravitate past that. I mean, it was a great subject. You know, y'all tell us how y'all feel about it. Shoot us an email. Hit me up on Twitter, you know, at @I_MLyricist. Tell me what you think, you know, and we can pretty much take it from there. Call in 646-564-9835. Now, let's talk about the subject at hand. Spades, I'll let you tackle this, but the subject at hand, 160 hours in a week. Are you being productive? You go ahead first, sir.
That is a good question, man. Personally, I think I am being productive, but I think I could be more. It's just getting over that hump of trying to motivate yourself, which is very hard. But I think I'm very self-motivated, and I think I'm using every day to an advantage, whether it's if I'm not working on hooping, I'm working on the radio show. I'm trying to get guests. I'm trying to come up with different ways of some shit to shoot to you so we can progress as a unit. You know what I'm saying? In some way, I'm working. If it's not the radio show, if it's not basketball, I'm at work. If it's not me at work, I'm working on my relationship. If it's not relationship, I'm working on the game. I'm doing something productive every day. Or if it's not that, it's school. So I guess my thing is, like, every day you get a new opportunity, and this is not even about to get tied into religion, but it's you can't, to me, you can't go without it. It's every day you get up is a new day. So that's a new opportunity for you to do something that you never did or never thought of. If you have goals or anything set up like that, set short-term, set long-term, and set, you know, right now goals that you can complete and start knocking them off. Because every day you have an opportunity to get one of those goals knocked off. You just got to get your butt in gear and have the self-motivation.
That's real. Yeah, that's real, man. I mean, you can't hate that because it's legitimate, you know. I mean, anything other than that is just, you know, BS. You know, I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but I'm saying that I do make the most of my time when I, you know, I'm out here and I'm, you know, trying to put in this work. Now, I don't spend my time, you know, BSing around. A lot of people don't know. I mean, I put it out there. When I tweet, I get paid. And it's because I know how to market certain things, you know, and I know how to use my time wisely. When I post on Facebook, I'm doing smart marketing. So I'm always working. While I'm doing this radio show, I'm working on some of my real estate deals as well via text and email. I don't waste an ounce of my time throughout the week. Now, there's a lot of people that would prefer for me to waste my time and go back and forth with them on these social networks that they talk shit. But, I mean, let's be 100 about it. Are you being productive with your time? Worrying about what Lyricist and Spades is doing and saying on our the shit that we're saying on our radio shows and wondering if we're talking about you and all that other shit. No, that's not productivity. You're wasting time. You wonder why you're stuck in these fucking plants, being a plant. Plant life got you feeling like a plant, right? Ain't no knock on the people that work in plants and shit, but I'm like, we've already been down this road. I'm not going to revisit it. It's 160 hours in a fucking week. And the best thing for, you know, anybody to do with 168 hours, at least take 100 of those hours and dedicate it to grinding and doing more with yourself, planning out your next step, being strategic. So that's why I spend my time looking at other things to do, ways that I can make Surge Radio better and easy for me and Spade. You know, Spade's busting his ass bringing these guests on. A lot of people don't know that Spade brings these guests on, not Lyricist. I may bring a couple here and there, but Spade is doing a job. He's using his time wisely. He dedicated himself to this show. I'm handling shit from the business aspect of it. This man is interacting and meeting different people and shit. You know, how are you using your time? Don't spend time being negative. The negativity takes away from time. You lose time being negative. You lose time on your life, and you use time in the day being negative. So it's all about contribution. What are you contributing to the day? What are you contributing to the cause? What are you bringing that's so great to the table? So when I say that I look at this 168 hours, I want to get to the point to where I'm using every hour out the week to do something different, to work on my next business venture, to work on my next, you know, big goal. Test myself, push myself to do more. So I see that you put that filter about headlights got you feel like a plant, right? I mean it's just that simple. It's just that simple, man. I mean, I don't know, Space. Is there anything else you want to say about this, man? Because I can go for the next few hours, man, just talking shit about this dude. But it's mind boggling to me, dude. How people just waste time. You know, not using the time they have. They don't understand how many hours is in a fucking week. And if you're sitting at home watching TV, bullshitting around, not being productive, I'm sorry, you're a bum. I don't know. It's on you, sir.
You know, my coach told me in Job Corps back in 2008, 2009, you know, if you're not working hard, the next man is working harder. So that's stuck with me. So whatever I do, I'm going to try to make sure that I'm doing it better or I'm practicing harder than the next man. Every moment that you've got that you're not doing anything could be a productive moment. And I'm not saying I always have productive moments, but I'm always working on some part of my craft, hooping, working out, at my job, you know what I'm saying, the radio show, my little store I'm about to try to get up and running. Like, it's every day you can do something different, so use your time wisely. Because the next day you might not have the opportunity. You might not even wake up.
That's true. I mean, you have to, and every one of those hours is opportunities. Hours, minutes, seconds, whatever, it's opportunities. You got to take advantage of the opportunities that you get. Because if you're not taking advantage of it, you're just wasting time and you're a waste of space. You know, you have to be productive with your time. You got to do certain things that's going to make you go to that next step, go to that next level. You know, how are you improving yourself on a daily basis? Like I said, I'm not perfect, but out of that 168 hours, about 140 of them hours, I'm actually grinding all the time. I work while I'm at work. If you think I'm up in the middle of the night or I'm pretty much sleep in the middle of the night, nah, I'm actually up strategizing, getting ready for my next move. That's the smart thing to do. Now, I got to calm down with some of that stuff a little bit because I have a family. My family is a part of the growing process. I could be more productive with my family because I'm trying to build an empire with my family. So we all can be productive together. So out of them 168 hours in the week, if you ain't grinding, make sure you spend the time with your family.
At least.
Don't be on these social networks and any circles being a gossip girl, talking and all this other shit. Find something productive to do. Be productive. Use your time. Go fill out job applications. Get a second job. Go do something. Find a way to contribute. Go out and do something in the community. Go volunteer and do your time. Contributions come in many shapes and forms. If you're sitting on your ass and just, you know, tweeting away or on these social networks or any circles just talking shit, you're not being productive. You're just in the way. Period. So I want to thank y'all for tuning in to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock. We always real. And until the next episode, y'all, 168 hours in the week. Be productive. Find something to do. Be great. Spades, you want to send us out, sir?
Thank you all for tuning in. It's been another great show of Sir J Radio. This is your boy Lyricist and Spades signing out. Until next time, Sir J.
Yes, sir.